Michael, you were talking about how exchanges weren't a free market idea, and that creating them is only going to cause more problems. Can you reiterate that thought again?
You mentioned the Alaska exchange as an example, and several people have held that up as what a free market exchange might look like.
But in the Utah exchange.
I'm sorry, did I say Utah?
You said Alaska, yeah.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah. Fortunately, you haven't created one yet, and hopefully you won't. But in Utah, they've created one that they have claimed as a free market exchange. Here's what happened in Utah. The politicians created this new government bureaucracy, and they said, oh, it'll make health insurance more affordable. It didn't. Health insurance premiums were higher inside the exchange than outside the exchange. Now, what do politicians do when confronted with their own failure? Do they say, oops, our bad, we're going to get rid of this exchange now, it was a bad idea? Of course not. They say, you know what, we need to make this work. We need to tax people outside the exchange to help bring down premiums inside the exchange, to subsidize people so that our creation doesn't look so bad. And that's what they did in conservative Utah. So you can bet that and this is how government works. Thomas Jefferson said the natural course of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground. As soon as you create a new government bureaucracy, it's just going to grow. Its powers are going to expand. It is going to tax more. It's going to regulate more. And so this happens even in a conservative state like Utah. So if Alaska creates a health insurance exchange, it's not going to reduce the cost of health insurance. It's going to increase the cost of health insurance. And along the way, it is going to expose employers to the employer tax in Obamacare.
Okay.
Whereas not creating an exchange would protect Alaska employers from that tax.